So if you buy shares of a public company on the stock market, you can profit if the stock goes up and lose money if it tanks. The maker of Candy Crush Saga is going public, offering an IPO. The immensely popular game is a freemium, free and premium. It's free to download, but it can cost you to keep playing. What do you think its chances are of sweet stock market success?
Candy Crush has become a global craze, and the game's masterminds are cashing in.
Delicious.
Here on Wall Street, investors are getting their opportunity to taste Candy Crush and parent company King Digital. But to understand just how popular Candy Crush is, you have to go underground to the New York City subways. In the tunnels of Gotham City, Candy Crush, where users line up colored candies to win points, appears to be the go-to game.
It's just, trying to occupy my time, you know, on my commute.
How often do you play it?
Pretty much every day when I'm on the train.
King says almost half of the people who play Candy Crush in the U.S. do it on subways, trains, and buses. And the minutes definitely add up.
Do you play Candy Crush?
Yeah, all the time. I had to delete the app because it was taking over my life.
Megan Rose Dickey follows online gaming for website Business Insider. Even she has issues.
I've spent like hundreds of dollars playing the game.
Hundreds of dollars? Literally?
Literally.
Players like Megan spend big bucks on tools that get them to higher levels. That's helped propel King to a profit of over $560 million last year. Most games struggle to turn any profit. King could become one of the hottest internet IPOs this year. Still, investors might want to think twice. Gamers are fickle. Zynga's Farmville was once the hot internet game, but Zynga shares have fallen dramatically since its IPO. Even Angry Birds has struggled to maintain the buzz. With so many IPOs on tap this year, investors have felt like kids in a candy shop. Life may be sweet for Candy Crush now, but in the fierce world of social gaming, investors might want to settle for a less intense sugar rush. Samuel Burke, CNN. New York.